Funky Business Forever, Hardened Joy Capitalism by Kjell A. Nordström and Jonas Ridderstråle. Read to you by Kjell A. Nordström. Forward.
Built to Blast. It was love at first sight. When we came up with the title Funky Business, we knew we were on to something. It nailed down what we had been talking about for a few years in a neat and memorable slogan, and it worked. People understood the meaning of funky business. Some, unfortunately, did so without reading the book. Other people, in more than 50 countries throughout the world, plucked up courage, removed a book written by two shaven-headed Swedish academics from the bulging business bookshelves and bought a copy. The result is that Funky Business has now been translated into more than 30 languages, three more languages than our combined doctoral dissertation sold copies. A few things you should know about Funky Business forever. Seeking inspiration, our first port of call was all the people who had registered an interest in our work at our website. We asked them about their worlds. What were the things which had changed the last few years? What was going to change in the future? How did they feel? What did they fear? What turned them on? Thousands of emails flooded in. We would like to thank each and every person who found the time to make the contact. We have listened, though we haven't necessarily always agreed. We have also tried to make this a much leaner publication. As a result, some of our more esoteric and academic references have been eliminated. If you want to chase up a particular reference for the sake of completeness, please send an email to info@funkybusiness.com. Ideas are a debate, always. So if you have further thoughts, gripes and insights about anything contained within these pages, please make contact with us, funksters@funkybusiness.com. Of course, the world to which Funky Business appeared in 2000 was a radically different one from the one we can now see outside the frosted corporate windows. In 2000, the dot-com frenzy was at its height and the Spice Girls were still together. Al Gore was a slightly dull, safe pair of hands, vice president rather than a charismatic environmental campaigner. Enthusiasm and entrepreneurial vigor, tinged with the usual capitalistic cocktail of a virus and partially clothed ambition, filled the air. Then, dot-com stocks hit the buffers. 9/11 took our breath away and the world became a harsher, more questioning place. Yet, since then, the market has made a remarkable comeback, and the BRIC economies, Brazil, Russia, India and China, and others have expanded at astonishing rates. Funky Business struck a chord. The book, to our minds at least, was never simply a dot-com new economy funkfest. The ideas in Funky Business had germinated over a lengthy period and have carried on germinating and developing, most obviously in our next book, Karaoke Capitalism. The phenomena we talked about in Funky Business were highlighted under the media spotlight of the new economy. But they were virtually always long-term trends in the way we manage organizations, the aspirations of individuals, the role of society, and so on. The funky economy was not the new economy of Wired or Fast Company circa 1999. Instead, it was a global change in the way people think and behave, built to blast rather than built to last. This was and is a book about what is new in our economy rather than the new economy.